Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, Mike, thanks again. I'm talking about Mike Dominator's dad. Hey, man, do we have an issue? Look, I know you guys think that when we go down this road and we start to examine players and their performance, that you think Dukes and Bell are running people out of town. We're not. But I do think that the Braves have to seriously consider, Mike, sitting down Michael Harris and giving him a break and giving him something so that he can figure this out. Guys, he's hitting .217. He went 0-for-4 last night. And again, last night is not the night where you look at anything and say, oh, because we didn't hit last night or we didn't score enough runs. But this has kind of been the consistent. He's getting on base every now and then. His on base, his OPS is .500. It's one of the lowest of any outfielders in the major leagues.
Right now, Carl, it's at .457.
After last night.
0-for-4. Batting .159 for the month of June. This is your everyday center fielder.
So we have a Money Harris issue? Do we have a Michael Harris issue? And here's the deal. We love the kid. We know he's from here. He's been on our show. Has nothing to do with he's not getting the job done right now. And we are trying to find a way to get back in this race. We're trying to find a way to get back into this wild card so we can be a game and a half out, Mike, or two games. And you go, all right, we got, you know, from July until the end of September, so many things can happen. I feel good about that. But every time we take a step forward, we're taking two steps back. This is hurting us. The problem is, Mike, he's so damn good defensively.
Right. But, I mean, you can't even get the wins above replacement to get where you need it. To be for the stat geeks out there, to be acceptable when you can't hit. I mean, when you are 13-for-82 on the month, and as we know, guys, he just doesn't draw walks. I mean, it's impossible. I mean, to have 6 walks in 2 months, it defies the law of averages. I mean, I know there's the classic free swinger. You know, the guy's going to get up there and he's looking to rip. But I mean, this gets back to, you know, the approach. How they're doing the job. He's got 10 walks in the entire 300 at bats, 10 walks. And that's why when Acuna was out, he's just not a good fit on the top of the order because you can't use him as a leadoff man. You're trying to be the table setter. So, and as you said earlier, there's some Braves fans that they get so, I mean, this goes across the board. Falcons fans, Hawks fans, guys get so in their bag. Guys, Carl just laid it out. We love the kid. He's a great young man, local player. You know the history, but he's just really struggling. To the point where the organization may have to say, I've got to give you a mental health break or something.
We can't ignore this.
It's just
anymore.
You can't. You cannot put your head in the sand on this.
And here's the crazy thing. If this was one of our bigger RBI producers, and it has been, Olsen struggled. We've done the same thing with him. We've analyzed the numbers. We've said, hey, this can't continue. We did it with Austin Riley. The problem is many of you don't look at Harris as one of those guys and you're saying, all right, well, we don't expect him to produce 100-plus RBI every year just as long as he plays great defense. He's hurting us in the lineup. His last 9 games, he's hitting .133. He hasn't been walked, to Mike's point, since May 18th. Do you guys know the date? Do you realize where we're at in the calendar? He hadn't walked since May 18th? This is a Money Harris issue. And I'm not sure how they're going to fix it or if they're even going to address it. Because, Mike, when AA came on the show the Friday that I was out, last Friday, and addressed this with you guys, and you said, we talked about it afterwards because you said, hey, Alex talked about Michael Money Harris for like 5 minutes. But he never said in those 5 minutes that they were thinking about sitting him down, resting him, letting him think about some things, working through some things. It was all, he will work through this while he plays.
There's just no really great options out there. I mean, I guess, hypothetically, you know, you could, I mean, who you're going to put Eli White in center? I mean, Ronald really can't cover that ground now. You don't expect him to do that because coming off the knee injury. I mean, that's the thing. If Verdugo's in left and White's in center, I mean, that's pretty ugly, man. That's not great. You know, and we can still debate why Eli White was sat in the first place for Verdugo, and then he lost his mojo, and he hasn't been the same batter.
No, he hasn't.
So that goes back to Snicker. We were talking about that earlier. So, yeah, I mean, De La Cruz is batting 191. You don't have any options.
No, but, Mike, it's just official, man. Like, we can continue to ignore this. We continue to look past it. And I'm not talking about Mike and I. I'm saying Braves country. We as fans go, oh, well, you know what? We're back in it. It looks like they're winning. We're fine. This is still a fundamental issue. Right now, 7, 8, 9, black hole.
Right.
And you can't move him any further out of this lineup unless you sit him.
No, as we said, you know, the defense, you know, the old days, if you go back, like when I was a kid, Carl, no, there was always teams that could bash, and they'd always have like the shortstop batting 210, you know, like Mark Belanger for the Orioles or Bud Harrelson or whoever your guy was, you know. You, as we said, you could have Rafael Belliard when the rest of the team is raking. You know, when you're the Braves. Rafi's my old next-door neighbor, by the way, in Brookhaven. Good morning, Rafi.
See?
Anyway, but it's just, you go back and you look at the lineup, and that's the problem. You've got 234 for Allen. Allen had a good couple of at-bats the other day. You know, Drake is cooled off a little bit. I still believe in Drake Baldwin. Murphy's batting 222. I mean, Albies has had some of the worst at-bats in the last five. And they're just brutal. That's when he had the sack fly the other day. It was kind of like a minor miracle. Struggling, man.
What do you do, Braves fans? What do you do if you're Brian Snicker? Because if this was anybody else, you'd be saying, specifically RBI producers, he's got to sit a little while. They got to sit him. There's no way he can continue to run him out there. 133 over your last 9 games? Guys, I feel like I could do that. And I don't hit major league pitching. I couldn't hit a pitch to save my life. Like, it feels like these at-bats are just useless right now. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. And by the way, here's the irony to all this, Mike, and this ties into tonight. First of all, if you lose tonight, it's a split with the Mets. Okay, we really didn't gain anything. You got to win this series by winning tonight, okay? We've won the first 2 games. We lose last night. We play tonight. Griffin Cannon, who Mike has talked about ad nauseum for the last 3 months as to why the Braves have given up on him, why didn't we keep him, he's 7-3 with a 3.9 ERA. He's starting for the Mets tonight against us. Let's see what he does against this lineup, because that was a guy that we could have had in our rotation, and they made the decision to move on.
And it's strange because, and this is one, now again, we covered a lot of stuff with Alex Anthopoulos. So, I mean, believe me, Griffin Cannon was like number 10 on the list of things to discuss. But it's just one of those deals. A general manager who's always looking for value, because whether he'll admit that it's coming from the guys who signed his checks or his philosophy is just not to get caught up spending big money on pitchers. Here's a guy that you traded. You got Soler off the books to the Angels for. The Angels sent Griffin Canning to the Braves. He's on our roster, and we just release him. We get rid of him. And this dude has found it. 7-3 with an ERA of 3.91, and has been kind of one of the nice stories for the Mets with all the injuries and things they've had to deal with their pitching and bullpen. So it's one that kind of slipped through the cracks on a guy who will roll the dice with any pitcher, as we've seen the last 5 years.
We got a Harris problem, man. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. And look, I'd love to tell you this is not going to look this way in August. But the way this is going, I don't know. For me right now, he looks like a player who has, ironically, a lot of swag, but he's not playing with it. And he's not playing with a lot of confidence at the plate. For a guy who has all the swag and the headbands and the walkout music, and we've talked to him about all this stuff, he's not playing like that. And I don't know why. Especially at the plate. Defensively, it's a gym every night. It really is. What he did last night, it was great. But I think, Mike, that is why they're reluctant to pull him, is because they go, it hurts us not only him getting back to what he needs to be, but it hurts us defensively.
Here's a funny one. I looked it up just for blanks and giggles, an article about Tim Hyers, who replaced Kevin Seitzer.
Okay.
Seitzer, of course, the architect of a pretty good 2023 squad. Last year, they struggled. It says, Tim Hyers brings a fresh approach to Braves hitting. Well, it ain't working, okay? And I know Tim is a local guy, born and raised. Sorry. I mean, whatever you're trying, Tim, it ain't working. And if you're trying to get Money Harris to go deep in the count, that's not getting through his head. So, I mean, I know that we joke around about, hey, they fired a third base coach. We saw, was it Helsley, Bam Bam Mullins got fired from the Rockies like a month into the season?
It's like 6 games.
I don't ask for someone to get fired unless you're not doing the job. Well, here's a hitting coach who's clearly not getting through to some of his charges. Austin Riley's not living up to expectations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Expectations right now either, if we're honest. You know, he's the least of our worries based on some of the other things we talked about. Ozzie is doing some awful things at the plate. You know, it's just, guys, there's no one else to ask this for. The hitting coach, because you can't blame Snicker for this. What is your approach? How do you get Money Harris? How do you get Ozzie out of this funk? How do you help them?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.